This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Coming back on Friday night, week number two of Movies in the Park, and Tracy David of Roseburg Parks and Recreation in here today. Looks like you had a pretty good crowd out there last Friday night.
Yeah, I think probably about 200-250 people or so for the movie, so it was great.
And talk about what's ahead for this Friday.
Well, this Friday, we are continuing with the series with our National Movie Night. So that's a big deal for us. We're going to have some special things there for that. And Wildlife Safari will be there as well with some of their animals to share with you.
Do we know which animals are coming?
I do not know. No, they always surprise us.
Well, maybe we'll put in a request for larger animals.
You could try. I know they like to do the ones that kids can actually get up there and pet and interact with. So that's typically some of the smaller animals, including snakes.
Oh. Well, I was actually hoping for the hippopotamus.
Oh, well, we do have a perfect river for it right behind
there. Well, there you go. See, that would be, people would be getting pictures, would become famous. Somehow, I believe the answer would be no.
I think you're right there.
Yeah. So a good opportunity for that with Wildlife Safari. And talk about what else will be going on.
Well, following that, we'll have the 2023 PG movie Migration. This movie follows Mac, an adventure-loathing duck, and his family as they head south from New England for the winter. And as you can imagine, things don't go as planned. And they meet a couple of colorful characters along the way, and it really turns out to be an adventure of a lifetime. So it's a pretty fun movie.
Now, have you seen the whole thing already?
I have not.
But you've seen part of it.
Yes.
And I know you guys go through a big process to pick these out, really find ones, and then also kind of combine some things to the evening to you know, work with it.
Yeah. We always, you know, reach out to some local organizations that would be fun for entertainment for families before the movie starts. And to pick the movies, we do have a list that we have to pick from. We can't just pick any movie we want. And we usually go for some family-friendly movies that are good for all ages.
Now, talk about the vendors that are out there on Friday nights.
So we'll also have concessions available for purchase. So you'll have popcorn, candy, bottled drinks there, courtesy of Church on the Rise. And we'll have cotton candy available from HK Sugar Clouds for $5 each. And face painting from MD Face Painting will be there as well. They'll be starting designs starting at $5. And we do ask that if you are planning to come on out for the night, you are welcome to bring your own food and drinks. But just keep in mind, this is not music on the half shell. So this event is a family-friendly event with no alcohol.
All right. And, of course, no tobacco.
Correct.
In Roseburg Parks at all. So that one is one to remember. And also the idea of coming down early. We saw last week, we had a decent crowd when we started, and it just kind of kept getting bigger. But no reason to not be down there, you know, by 7:30.
Yeah, our entertainment starts at 7:30. So if you want to get there a little early, you're welcome to do so. And the movie won't really start until after it starts getting dark. And I think last time it was about 9:15. So just keep that in mind. We'll have a little bit of a break between the entertainment and the movie so you can mingle a little, get some drinks, use the bathroom.
And what's ahead for the rest of the season?
Well, on the 21st, we'll have DFPA out with Smokey Bear and one of their fire engines. And then we're going to follow that up with another PG movie, Elemental. And then on the final night, on June 28th, we'll have UACT performing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and we'll follow that up with the movie Wonka.
And that one's going to be especially entertaining to have that happening.
Yeah, we were really excited. We actually picked the movie first and then discovered that UACT was performing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at that same time. So it kind of worked out wonderfully.
All right, very good. And what about other things going on in Roseburg Parks? I mean, it is summer after all.
It is. And today is the first day that Zumba in the park is starting. So that'll run all the way through the end of August. But it's every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. in Stewart Park near the Larch Pavilion. And Roseburg YMCA teaches that class. It's free. So So come on out. It's a high energy fitness class. Get your workout in for the week. Yeah.
And what about other things coming up this summer?
We also have Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf. That starts next Monday. That's $25 a person at Stewart Park Golf Course. Monday, every other Monday at 5:30 p.m. And that's just a stress-free way for women to play golf. You just kind of come out, bring your clubs. We don't really keep score. We just play best ball. And it's just really relaxing and a fun way to maybe get to know some other ladies who like golf.
All right. And other things you want to mention?
We also have our low impact fitness class continuing in the outdoors setting Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. at Fir Grove Park. That event is $2 each time you come out. It's a cash only event, and it's just a group of people who are good at socializing. They're really fun, and we just get out there and do a little bit of a stretching, some balance practice, and some strength training with resistance bands. It's a really low key fitness regimen if you're interested in that. But otherwise, yeah, come on out, join us for Movies in the Park this Friday night, and Rogue Credit Union sponsors that event for us to make it free for everybody.
All right, and if people want to find out more about what's happening in Roseburg Parks, talk about your online platforms.
So we have our Facebook page at Roseburg Parks and Recreation, and then we have our city's website, www.cityofroseburg.org.
All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.